Time now to visit with Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joe, what's going on this morning?
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good. Well, and we talked a lot about the combine, yep. And, you know, players from area colleges and so forth. And I know DJ Moore is a guy who Vanderbilt fans are kind of keeping an eye on, see what he does up in Indianapolis.
Well, I think, I don't know the full schedule. I believe he runs his 40 today. And if he can turn in a really fast 40 time, a lot of the scouts, I think, believe that will solidify for him a first-round pick.
What would you think that just not being exceptionally great or exceptionally bad, what would you think, Joe, that he would run?
I think he's probably going to run. I think he thinks he's going to run about a 4.35.
Wow. That'll get him up there.
That would do it. You know, I think, to be honest, if he runs 4.4, you know, he's probably going to be okay. The one concern that I think any scouts would have on DJ is might be his height, but he is so fast and so quick and so aggressive and so versatile to be able to play not only a corner position, but to be able to play as a return man, and even if you snap him the ball in the direct snap situation and get him involved that way, he can play as well. I just think he's got a big upside. There are several corners that are expected to go, I think, in the first round. But DJ can really solidify himself, I think, with a good performance today.
Joe, it's funny to go on NFL.com and read the scouting reports on everybody that's taking part in the scouting combine. They have, you know, a full paragraph of good things about DJ and then a little paragraph of negatives. Barely adequate height for a corner, thin legs, not asked to press much, lack of size could make bringing down bigger and quicker NFL receivers tough when closing fast, you know, several different things. And then, you know, you read the good stuff. Good upper body build for his size, very quick to support the runner, attack quick screens and passes in the flat. Quick reactions and instincts make him a natural in zone and so forth.
And I've even heard some say, or some so-called critics say, that he's too aggressive, which I found fascinating. They think that this particular scout, I think, thought he took too many chances and as a result would have the opportunity to get beat, you know, deep. But I just think he's got too much of an upside to be worried too much about that. I think, and again, if he runs a really solid 40 today, and he thinks he can run 4.3, we'll see. But if he can do that, I don't think there's any question that he'll go in the first round.
Joe, how much has Jermaine Beal's inconsistency over the last four games, how much do you think it's bothering the coaching staff?
Well, I think it's bothering him a little bit that you know, he's played a stretch of games back when they were winning that he was very solid and then has hit a little bit of a snag the last couple of games. You know, I don't know if you can not expect Jermaine to score every time out. He was not that much of a scorer last year, knew he had to step up this year, and really for the most part has. But I don't think it just falls on Jermaine necessarily. The game at Florida, I think they just were out of sync offensively. Not only Jermaine, but I mean other guys. Jeff Taylor, Lance, had trouble handling the ball a little bit at times. So did Jeff. I don't know. I don't think it all necessarily falls on one guy. But I remember we've talked about it a lot during the course of this year. And you have to figure with this team, if Jermaine and AJ don't both play well in the same game, that Vanderbilt's probably going to have trouble winning. And if you go back and look, that stat is kind of proven to be true.
Baseball finished up its road trip, yep, out of California with a 4-3 loss, and now they'll be back at home to play Western Kentucky to open up the home schedule tomorrow.
Yeah, should be flying in this morning, or they flew all night. They may even be back by now, but it's going to be a mixed reaction to that trip because they lose to Cal 4-3, and it's the same way they lost the other two games out there on the West Coast. They lost giving up two runs in the ninth inning, and part of contributing to that was a wild throw that allowed a run to score and another runner to move all the way to third base. And they had played terrific defense until the ninth, and then that's what gave it up. And that was kind of a common thread through the three losses. You know, they go out there and lead all games late and end up losing three of them by one run each. And that's you're playing great talent, two top 20 teams out there, but that doesn't take the sting away of having games that you probably should have won get away from you.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks a lot.